A sample taken from a migrating mallard duck in Fairbanks has tested positive for bird flu. Avian influenza is carried by wild birds, but the disease is far more deadly to domestic poultry. State veterinarian Dr. Bob Gerlach says only low pathogen strains have been found in Alaska bird samples in the past. Dr. Gerlach says this month's mallard sample is also the first from a wild bird to test positive in North America since 2014. He adds the strain is very similar to the last one, which resulted in a 2015 poultry die-off in the Midwest.
To find this particular virus is a big concern because of those outbreaks that occurred in 2014 and 15, and we want to make sure that we can keep our poultry populations in the United States healthy.
Dr. Gerlach stresses no domestic birds have tested positive so far, but farmers should take basic precautions to protect their flocks from interaction with wild species. Gerlach says humans and other animals are not at risk from the flu strain.
It's not known to cause severe illness in people, but we do tell people that if you're going to be out hunting, that you should use the common sanitary procedures when you're cleaning your birds.
With just one of numerous samples taken from migrating birds this month in Fairbanks testing positive for avian flu, Gerlach says it's unclear how prevalent the strain is. The sampling is part of regular avian flu surveillance, begun in Alaska following the first outbreak of the disease in Asia and Europe in 2005.